Patrick Williams.
Yes, Coach. You know, through all the challenges of this season, the pandemic, the testing, the long road trips, this Manitoba team, a win like today, and just in general, what have you learned about your club going through this experience?
Oh, the club. When you say left, they go left. When you say right, they go right. They're not fighting it. They're buying. They invested. We get great leadership. There's no yes, but coach. It's yes, coach. And it's a partnership with them, too. You know, I mean, it's for them to let us know when something goes on, too. And our communication is, even tonight, after game, after the first period, I said, tonight, that's why I'm getting paid. You need to be coached tonight. There's nights where you don't need to be coached too much. You're just a little tap here, a little tweaker. And this night, their night, they need to be coached from top to bottom, left to right. Tonight, they needed that. They needed that because the game was tough. The heel was high. I give credit to Manitoba that came hard. And they bought in, and we give ourselves a chance. So if you ask me what I learned about these guys is that they want to play. They're hockey player. They're not complicated. And when it's not good, they acknowledge it. And, you know, they're enjoying each other's company. But they're also very focused. And, again, see tonight, a lot of character.
Thinking back to when you were a player, if you had gone through something like this, what do you think you could have tried to take out of a season like this?
Well, life is about finding solution. Mm-hmm. Everything about life are problem. There's just problem in life. And all you need to do is to find solution. So hockey players, same thing. It's just solution, you know, finding. Hockey is just about finding solution. It's nothing else. You have adversity. It's not a concert. You don't go and sing in front of people. You have somebody that goes against you that wants the same thing as you. So it's going to be a problem right away. So life is all about problem. And now the guys that find solution, the guys that have good attitude, the guys that use ways to get better, but also find solution to those problems, have success. It's same thing in business, same thing in school, same thing in life, same thing in hockey. It's about finding solution to all the problems that's thrown up. And some people, they don't see it like problems. They see, oh, it's adversity or it's challenging. But the reality is that the pandemic is a problem. And we have, as a hockey club, with the rocket bubble, to find solution to still progress, to still be good, to still perform. And that's what life is all about. And that pandemic just got us one more layer of solution finding, and we find them. We wear a mask. We have Glenn that's doing a great job, and everything is related to finding solutions. So it's just one more problem that's thrown at us, beside power play of other team and face off play, and you know all the stuff they throw at us that are problems that we need to solve and find solutions. So I think our guys are getting that concept right now that we established with them. So it makes life a lot easier. And I feel you have more success and you're not overwhelmed because you're ready for it.
Thank you.
We'll take two more for Joel. We'll go with Grant McKay.
Hey, Joel. First couple of minutes there, I was wondering if you had a cannon on the bench because Verbeek looked like he'd been fired out of one of them. He really came out with a lot of energy, and it was nice to see him score the tying goal. Just maybe comment on him getting to see his first action of the year.
You got to say, like, attitude's everything. You know, Aiden's been working and waiting for his opportunity, and, you know, that was a good window to put him in, like, in this situation. And you know, there's a new reality with COVID and the amount of player, and he was unfortunate at one point. He wasn't, you know, available to play for us. You know, now we're trimming down on player, and he's a guy that knows what we want to do. And I was so happy for him, and I'm so proud of him just because he's never shown bad attitude or just a really good person, just a guy that everybody was so happy and cheered on. And they gave him the player of the day, and I even challenged him during the game to, you know, take that opportunity, and he did it. So I'm really proud of him. I think we all are.
In recent years, it's become quite common for even when it's a clean hit, for, you know, players to want to fight the opposition, and you know, they end up taking extra minors. Tonight there were a few hits that you know, resulted in some injuries to your players, but considering especially that you trailed I thought that, you know, the club kept its cool and didn't take any needless penalties that took you out of the game. Can you just maybe talk a bit about the discipline of your team tonight?
Well, I think there is a mindset of the guys. I mean, we have Pezzetta and Baddock that I thought made a statement in the game in times. I mean, Wheel got hit and Pezzetta did it the right way to make sure that our player protected. Those were strong hits to young players, and you wanted the player to be protected. So I think Jordan Wheel went to talk to the player right away, and Jordan is not the biggest guy, but he went there and let him know. So you gotta respect what we did, but nobody did anything stupid or foolish. We have another game coming up against them. So we'll have Veyer back in the lineup too. So it was a matter of where the game was for us to, like you say, stay I wouldn't say they were overly vicious hits and go on a rampage about it, but we have to protect the player. You know, there were strong hits and, you know, the puck was around, but it wasn't the blade. So we gotta make sure as we protect our player and the player protect himself with each other. And I thought the guys stuck together and did nothing stupid, but they still made a point.
Thank you.
Last question, Chris, the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Joel. So we got word last night that Cole Caulfield will be joining the organization after his quarantine. Can you give us your comments on the signing and how do you evaluate where he's at right now in terms of his play?
Well, I mean, he's a guy we drafted in the first round. Obviously, the organization likes him. I think everybody in hockey likes the talent and like the tool he has. He scores a goal. So that's a good news. He had a great progression over 2 years. Rob Ramage has been following him and guiding him. And he's had a good coach in college too. Well-experienced NHL player as a head coach. So it's time for him. He wanted to be pro, obviously. He's coming to in term with that and being ready. There is enough progression in his game, which is fun. So now he's going to come quarantine. I texted with him yesterday. I told him to enjoy the moment. It's always something special. You're drafted and then you sign your first contract and then you have your first game, your first goal. They're all steps that are important in a pro career. And, you know, you have to enjoy those moments. As hard as the guys work, they have to enjoy it. And now told him we would talk tomorrow on Monday because today was game day. Focus needed to be with the player. But I have a relationship with him. We've talked, you know, at the draft, we've spent development camp together and, you know, so I've met him before and, you know, he's texted me back. He was excited to come and eager to start working on his game for the next double.
And you've had a couple of players that have come from the American college system. Like if you look at Jake Evans, Primo, Paling. Like, what do you think has been the biggest, like, adjustment for those players to pro hockey?
Different for everybody. And they all have, they come from Europe. They come, like, when they come from Europe, it could be the size of the ice a little bit. You know, that will be a different. The play will come a little quicker to you. You know, and sometimes junior hockey could be the speed a little bit of the game because it's fast, but the wear and tear guys are used to it. And they all have different attributes. They're all different players. In college, sometimes it's the workload. It's a lot of game, a lot more than in college. But that being said, there's not two players that react the same to that adversity or that challenge. And, you know, they all have different attributes and they all, you know, manage their game differently. So Caulfield's situation will be the adjustment that it's going to be. Like I said earlier, hockey is just solution, you know, to all the problems. And you know, he's a hockey player. He's passionate. He likes in the game. He wants to score a goal. He wants to, you know, be out there. So it's just positive for him to come. And we'll work with him like we've worked with all the young guys. Look at how young our team is. We had two official veterans tonight. So, you know, he's going to be feeling right at home with all the other kids.